is JT from Liquor Box, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM Kingston.
It seems today that all you hear is old country singers and boring rap beats. But where are those good old radio programs that we all used to enjoy? Lucky you've got Bangers with Claire. Lucky there's a show at Saturdays at 10 with all the things that make you dance and smile. It's Bangers with Claire. Go stream Bangers with Claire Saturdays at 10 on CFRC.
The National Campus and Community Radio Association is a coast-to-coast collection of stations providing alternative radio. Since 1986, the NCRA has supported a network of community radio stations giving voice to socially, politically, culturally, and economically disadvantaged groups. Representing diversity in broadcasting, this radio station is a proud member of the NCRA. Learn more at ncra.ca.
Hi, I'm Sarah Fazakerly from Mayflies Landing, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Hello, and welcome to Salt Licht and Rapture. I'm your host, Nishan Tung. Salt Licht and Rapture is a sonic exploration of, to quote Virginia Woolf, violent waves of emotion. Featuring both known and lesser-known musicians and poets, a special emphasis is placed on oddball, enigmatic, outsider artists whose work invokes dreamscapes and feelings of alienation, nostalgia, melancholy, existential unease, and yearning. Join me on Fridays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
This is John Armstrong from The Speed of Sound, and you are listening to CFRC on 101.9 FM.
Okie dokie, Smokey. We're back. Hello.
Hey. What's up?
What's shaking, you guys? It's 9 o'clock. If you're just tuning in, welcome back to Queen's University Campus Community Radio since 1922. Rocking it out.
Wow.
Not too shabby. If you look in the lounge, there's a picture of a guy that looks just like me from the 1970s.
Yeah, you've got a doppelganger.
A doppelganger.
Doppelganger.
Or I'm just immortal and I've always been
here. Yeah, you've always been
and always will be.
Oh my gosh.
That's right. There's a painting in the sub-basement that just never stops aging. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And I'm PlayJ.
And we just heard a song in the last set from PlayJ's band, Hollow Body.
Yeah, that's Highway 62. Greg wrote that one about... driving the highway north to see his dad. Yeah.
Nice.
There's a lot of dad songs.
Yeah.
Something about guys in their late 40s write songs about their dads.
You know, Cats in the Cradle and the Silver Spoon, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I do joke that I don't have one, but I like my dad and he's a real sweetheart. So if I wrote one, it would be called like My Dad Gives Good Hugs.
Oh, nice.
Sweet.
Excellent. You can catch Hollow Body the last Wednesday of every month at the Hotel Wolf Island. And then coming up in May at the Homegrown Festival. What a great way to usher in the springtime.
Yeah.
And you guys get to play the Boom Factory at Homegrown. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, we haven't played the Boom Factory yet, and it's definitely on our list of places we want to play.
Oh, yeah. I've only just started going there. Like, I saw Fear a couple months ago. That was my first show I'd ever seen.
Oh, my gosh.
It was excellent.
Was it good?
It was really good, yeah. And Juliana Riolino played there last Wednesday, I think it was, for the festival. That was...
she was excellent.
She was excellent.
Yeah.
She was one of the judges for the music video.
I saw that, yeah. It's pretty good. She hasn't responded to my text messages yet, though. Something's going on. I don't know. Maybe I'm coming on too strong. Shouldn't propose marriage over Instagram Messenger, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well,
you gotta shoot your shot, man. I don't know.
You gotta shoot your shot. That's right. If you're like me and you're single and desperate and you want to take someone out on a nice night and out on the town, we like to do a community events roundup. How's that for a creepy segue?
There you go.
To find some things that are going on in and around Kingston over the next coming weekend because, hey, It's cold. It's miserable. We're all in this together. Might as well get out and do something fun.
Yeah.
Simone, you got anything fun to talk about?
Well, there's going to be a youth open mic.
Oh.
That's on March 8th.
Yeah, where's that going to be?
At 1 p.m. at the Broom Factory.
Nice.
So you got some talent. You want to sing. You play an instrument. You can go and do that.
See, yeah. I'm always a big fan of open mics because much like the music video showcase at the film festival, you get to experience some talented artists that you might not have otherwise found.
Yeah.
And then youth is always good because you want to support the young people coming up.
Right on. Make new friends too.
Yeah. I mean, Jay, like, how old is Piner, if I'm allowed to even ask that? Like, she's got to be like 20, 25, something like that. She's young.
I think Clay is 24, 25.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, like, you got to support these up and comers, I guess. Jay, do you have any events that you want to shout out?
On Friday at the Hotel Wolf Island, my good friend Kevin Bauer is an incredible guitarist.
Yep.
And a newly retired high school teacher is doing a CD release, something like that. It's pretty early, guys.
I offered you a coffee.
I might have to start for his band Holy Wow this Friday, and then Saturday the amazing talented Oscar Evans is playing jazz at the Hotel Wolf Island.
Nice.
You can eat delicious food and enjoy delicious music.
Another young amazing artist, Oscar Evans.
Yes, I met Oscar. I coached Oscar on a basketball team at Central Public School.
Cool.
Where all my kids went when my daughter had first started there. Oscar was a very I remember, it's one of my favorite coaching moments. Oscar wasn't like a world beater, but made a bucket in our last game and then threw his hands in the air and went, "Yay!"
Nice.
And I was like, I will hold this in my heart forever.
Amazing.
It was such a great moment.
That's awesome. So support Oscar at Hotel Wolf Island. When was that again? That was this Saturday?
This Saturday, yeah.
Nice. Right on. I've got a couple other little concerts. Nolan Hubbard, who had a video featured this past weekend.
Yes.
He's going to be playing at Spearhead on March 6th. That's a free show. And let me see. There's another open mic way out at the Storrington Lions Club Hall. So if you're out there, you want to see a fun variety of open mic artists, that's also March 6th, and it's only $2.
Ooh.
So cheap. Not too bad. And then, of course, I like to shout out the screening room every now and again. And I just saw that Fargo is celebrating its 30th anniversary this year. The
oh, man.
Classic Coen Brothers crime movie. And so they're going to be screening that on Saturday. I might have to go see Fargo.
Amazing.
Yeah, no, nothing gets you in the summertime mood like Fargo.
The coldest movie ever made.
Exactly. And Simone, anything else? We got one more. We've got the International Women's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going on at the Broom Factory March 7th, I believe.
I think so. Yeah.
DJ Mayhem here at CFRC is one of the ones putting that on. She's on after us. I don't know if she's going to be in live today or not, but I want to ask her about it. She's been hosting all these Women's Day events. She was on stage, I think, last night with Billy N. We like Billy N. And anyway, I'm getting starstruck from DJ Mayhem because she's going places and I'm going to hitch my wagon to her. The International Women's Day Showcase coming up this weekend at the Broom Factory. It's got Miss Emily. It's got Luella. It's got Piner. It's got a whole host of amazing local female artists. So you're going to want to get out there and check that out because it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, at the Broom Factory, you're right.
Nice.
Yeah,
I'm always right. I'm never not right. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
I'm Play J.
It's about 9 minutes after nine, so we better get back to the tunes. And then after this next song break, we're going to talk nerd stuff.
All right.
Talk Academy Awards that are coming up this weekend.
Ooh.
Who's going to get slapped in the face this
Ooh.
Year?
Oh, my gosh.
Man.
We'll see.
Coming up next, though, a new song from a new band out of New York. Or actually, he's a singer. He goes by Cut Worms. I'm convinced that it is Greg Tilson in disguise, although this latest music video looks like maybe it's just Greg's like long lost sibling. We're going to nail it, though. We're going to figure this out.
All right.
Magnifying glasses are out. We're going to solve this mystery.
Take them out.
My name's the Nerd.
Take them out.
Look out, Greg. We're coming.
Dream, big dream. This is Matthew Barber, mumbling because I've got a samosa in my mouth, and I just want you to know that CFRC 101.9 rocks.
They weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get them away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
You think that you invented rock and roll? And to anyone who listened, you tell them so. But
Hey, this is the Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
Better than ever.
Right on.
That's right. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
Still play Jay.
Yeah. Thanks for coming along, Jay.
Yeah, no worries. I was late coming back to the isolation room, but I'm here now.
It's fine. It's black in there. Everything's dark, and there's like one lone light bulb dangling from the ceiling. I don't blame you for not wanting to hurry back in there. I don't know. I just like that it's a radio studio, so it's got the double pane glass, of course. There's like dust in between the panes. It's probably been there for like 100 years.
There's no way that's not asbestos, right?
Oh, no. It's got to be. That's what makes us sound so good in here. I'm actually a 13-year-old girl. I just sound like this because of the asbestos. I would love the next funding drive. It's all whenever CFRC, we love our donors. We love our funding drive. The money always goes to good things, but I've been campaigning for years to get us to fill the glass layers in with like aquariums. You know what I mean?
I think that's the best use for those resources.
Yeah.
I think it is, right?
A struggling medium. I think you have to show that you mean it, you know?
Yeah.
I agree.
That you want it, you mean it.
We could feed the fish or like...
What kind of fish? Goldfish? Is that too...
Goldfish would be fun. Chinese fighting fish would be fun. Maybe an octopus or something smart.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I think you just want to take the smartest animal you can find and then put that in captivity.
Yes.
I think that's how you show who's in charge.
That's why we've got you in that booth. It's Indie Morning Wake Up Call. We just heard a brand new stuff out of Daniel Romano's outfit with Fantasy, spelled Fhantasly. So don't forget to Google it that way. Mm-hmm. We also heard new one from Brad Marino with Calling Your Bluff. We had a classic from Bernadine with I Walk in My Sleep. And we opened it up with Cut Worms and Dream. Brand new stuff from Cut Worms. Mm. Not too shabby. This time of morning, though, we like to nerd out. It's wintertime. It's still movie watching season. So we like to talk about pop culture stuff. What's going on in TV and video games. The state of New York is suing video game giant Valve over loot boxes, which I don't know if you guys know what that is.
No, what's that?
So when you're playing certain video games, you can spend in-game currency or real-world currency on random treasure chests that will give you things for the game. Mostly it's like cosmetic things, you know, dance moves in Fortnite or a new skin to wear, like a new clothing item or something. But where it comes into controversy is when it's you win things that actually help you progress in the game. So it's likening it to gambling. There's a lot of states and countries that have already put a stop to it. I remember the infamous Star Wars Battlefront game that came out a while ago, mm-hmm. where you could either play for like 70 hours to unlock a character or an ability, or you could just pay $50 and just get it immediately. And so they're saying like it's not fair. You shouldn't be able to pay real world money for random treasure troves. I don't know. There's a game, Counter-Strike. It's like a military shooting game, and you can buy and sell items in the real world. There's real world marketplaces for like certain weapons that you can get in the game. And this past year, the company that runs this game, you guys look very riveted. They changed the price on a certain tier of item, and it like upended this whole virtual economy. People were losing thousands of real dollars. Like one guy, like I'm reading Reddit comments about some guys, like I lost my car and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. And like other people were like, oh,
real car or video game car?
Real car. Yeah. Sorry. So it's just weird. So that's just what's been in the news recently. Like I was just listening to that this morning on CBC Radio about how, state of New York is joining the bandwagon in suing these gaming companies to get rid of these loot boxes.
Because they're banned in Europe, right? Like Europe said no.
They
like
said no dice.
It's not cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they can actually sometimes get their act together with social issues.
Sometimes.
Yeah. World of Warcraft is like the first when this started, right? And there's like third world countries where the people just sit in rooms and mine for resources and then sell them to...
Exactamundo.
For more fortunate people. Yeah, I know. I have two teenage sons, so I'm somewhat familiar with even for them, for the younger one, even it's just Roblox gift cards are a common birthday gift. And it's like, sorry, what do you, it's the game? No, the game's free and you can play not really.
It's free.
What's it for? What is the money doing?
Right? This is how they're getting us now.
Wow.
Less games and you just gotta pay more money all the time for it.
I mean, I guess it's the same as if, you know, if you would buy like an expensive like handbag or a jacket or glasses or something. But if you live 20% of your life in this virtual world, then it is real for you. And it does, it, you know, you do get status from those items. So it has sort of the same, I feel the same way about both of those things, that I think they're ridiculous. But
yeah, yeah. It's just interesting that this is the world that we're living in.
Yeah.
So if you're listening and you've never heard of a loot box before, that's our broad stroke about that. It's if you got a kid in your life, get him a Roblox card, I guess.
I don't think that's what I'm saying.
Anywho, on to movie news. The Academy Awards are happening this Sunday. Conan O'Brien hosts, which is probably the only reason I'm going to watch.
Oh, nice.
And I'm excited because Delroy Lindo is nominated for Best Supporting for Sinners. And I've been a fan of that guy since I was a kid. Watched him in the Cider House Rules. He's not in the Apple business. He's in the knife fighting business. Saw him in Gone in 60 Seconds. He's done a ton. He's in Get Shorty. He does a lot of Spike Lee movies. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited to see if he wins Best Supporting Actor and if Sinners takes home some awards. Are you guys going to watch the Oscars? You got Oscar fever?
I will probably watch the comedy stuff the next day. A few years ago, I thought my daughter might enjoy the Academy Awards, so we watched a bunch of it together on like our big projector in our theater room, and that was the year of the slaps. So
oh yeah,
and I was like, oh, I think I'm done with this.
It's going to turn into
everyone applauded someone who just assaulted someone in front of them.
Yeah,
and I was like,
yeah.
I don't think I'm cool with any of this.
And then you won an Oscar after that.
Well, and but that's when
they
the standing ovation. Yeah, just like,
Like,
and I think I much prefer comedy to.
Yeah, the drama. Yeah.
But this, you know, the show is fun, and it is fun to organize the world.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's my theory as to why they've got Conan O'Brien hosting, because he's too tall. No one can slap him. No one can reach him.
He's a big fellow.
He's a big guy.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
I'm excited, though. And then I think next year or the year after, it's no longer going to be broadcast on ABC. It's going to be on YouTube. They're trying to get more and more, you know, more eyes, more viewers.
More eyeballs.
Yeah. Number one TV network.
There you go. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, I'll watch the Academy Awards on Sunday just for the heck of it. Why not? Mm. I will also probably go see Scream 7. Many people didn't even know this existed, and I don't blame them. But the seventh entry in the horror franchise that's been running since the 90s pulled in $97.2 million globally this past weekend. So I guess there's still some gas in that tank. Go, Neve Campbell.
Wow. There's just a lot of Party of Five fans out there still.
Yeah, that's right. Speaking of Party of Five, two Party of Five alum are going to be in season two of Seth MacFarlane's Ted coming out, I think, this week. Which, if you haven't seen, it's the TV show based on the movie about a teddy bear that comes to life. And it's way funnier than it has any right to be. It's worth a watch.
I saw the movie in theaters.
Oh, yeah.
For some reason. And it was a great theater experience that, like, the entire audience. I don't know that the jokes hold up or stand the test of time. If you watch them now, you might, some of them might be problematic, but it was a very enjoyable experience.
Totally. I highly recommend the TV show because it's, I think the TV show is better than the movie was.
Okay.
Yeah. It's worth a watch. Yeah. Other things going on in movie news. I don't have a whole heck of a lot to talk about other than celebrity birthdays. It does suck to say that Catherine O'Hara was born this day in 1954. She won a posthumous Screen Actors Guild Award this past weekend, so that was good to see for her role in the studio. But it's also Paul W.S. Anderson's birthday, 61 years old. Husband to actress model Mila Jovovich. He's basically been doing Mila Jovovich movies for his entire career, but he also brought us Mortal Kombat in 1995. Best movie ever made. So,
how do you feel about the second trailer?
Oh, Simone, I'm so happy you asked me that. I'm so excited. I'm excited because we get a summer with a Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat movie in theaters. I'm going to see both of them. I'm going to have a sleepover. Pop, chips. It's going to be great.
Do you have a preference for video game between the two series?
Probably Mortal Kombat, because I like the mythology behind it. I think the characters are a lot wilder. It's a lot more fun. They're all like weird monsters with weird weapons. Street Fighter's great, don't get me wrong, but it's just a bunch of like, I don't know. Well, Street Fighter's still fun, but I think Mortal Kombat is the best just because there's so many. You playing any games right now, Jay?
My kids have a Switch 2, so my son loves Hollow Knight.
Oh, yeah.
And the sequel game, Silk Song.
Yeah, you're speaking and my language.
They are beautifully made games by a very small team. He is very excited about those.
That's games. What I love about video games, when they're small and they're gorgeous and they're indie, and you know that, like, it was two guys that spent 7 years making that second game. I love it.
It's really cool.
Simone, favorite video game? Don't worry.
No, not yet.
We got some time to get you on Grand Theft Auto.
You got to get me on. Totally. You got to help me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, when the new one comes out.
Yeah, I'm going to be calling in sick for work for that entire month when that game comes out. I can't wait. More on that as the months go on. Anyways, my name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
I'm Play J.
Thank you guys for indulging me there for the last 45 minutes talking about nerd stuff. But again, I'm excited for the Oscars, and I'm excited to see if the ugly stepsister takes home best makeup and effects, because who doesn't like a lobotomy?
Question, what do you think is going to happen with Timothy Chalamet?
Oh, you mean are him and Kylie Jenner still together?
No, like, does he have a chance at the Oscar?
With Marty Supreme?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't watched Marty Supreme. I'm not too sure. We'll see, though. At least he'll be there, though.
Yeah.
That little cherub him. Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll see. Yeah. We're going to get back to the tunes. We got new stuff from the Draculas. This one's called I'm Blue, parentheses, the Gong Gong Song. There you go. Why not? This is CFRC
101.9 FM.
Turn this damn bus around. That'll end your precious little field trip pretty damn quick, huh?
Yeah. What's happening? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep it locked.
In the dark, I've been trying to get ready. I got
Hey, hey, hey.
Welcome back, everybody. We're good at what we do here on CFRC.
Absolutely.
Indie Morning Wake Up, the only place to be right now.
Yeah.
I love it so much. Thanks for coming in, you guys.
Thanks so much.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
I'm still Play J.
Play J. J. Madaw of Happy Kid Productions. Thank you for joining us in the quarantine booth.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. It's lots of fun.
If you want to learn more about Jay, check out Piner's new music video on the YouTube called Odelia.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Directed. It's fantastic. Should have won.
and Piner, Clea plays all the instruments except the drums on that recording.
No
so
kidding.
Be further impressed.
That's insane. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You can also check out Jay in his band Hollow Body playing at the Wolf Island Hotel last Wednesday of every month.
Yeah.
Always a good time. And at the upcoming Homegrown Festival, way ahead in May, we got some time.
Yeah, we can practice a little bit before that.
Yeah. Are you going to go see the Mahones on St. Patrick's Eve?
This is the first I'm hearing of it.
You know, I don't go out a lot.
Fair.
I love music and I love live music. The time at which it normally happens is somewhat incompatible with my life.
You know what? I agree. We need earlier shows. I need matinees in my life.
Yeah.
I want to be able to go to a restaurant or a bar at like, you know, a Saturday afternoon.
That's the thing. That's a thing, day parties.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, I will say the Hollow Body gigs on Wolf Island start at 6:30.
That's pretty good.
Dinner and a show.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And really good food there, too.
Amazing food, yeah.
Speaking of amazing food, get down to our sponsors, Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Yeah. Get the lemon meringue tarts whenever. Ooh. I see our baker Poppy bust out the blowtorch up in the kitchen. I think, yes, good things are happening.
They're beautifully made.
It's either lemon.
Tastes great.
They're great. It's either lemon tarts or she's had enough. It's one of two things and she busts out the blowtorch. So get down to our sponsors. They're wonderful. Did you guys learn anything today that you didn't know yesterday?
I mean, I learned how good those lemon tarts are.
That's pretty good.
So that might be something I have to revisit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I've learned that you guys love Pong.
We love Pong!
So much. We're like, with all your heart and soul.
That was an off-air conversation. I don't know if it's fair to bring it up now.
You'd love Atari-era games. They're great.
We had an Atari.
You had an Atari?
Yeah.
Oh, see, there you go. You're an OG nerd. I mean, what are you even talking about?
I remember sweating over doing the code to make an American flag, I think.
Really?
Yeah, you had to just put in all of this code, yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Man, Simone's a hidden genius. Well, not hidden, but like the layers of her intelligence keep peeling away like a brain onion.
Oh my goodness.
I love it so much. It's fantastic. So it's about 10 to 10. We're going to get out of here. Up next is The Mood with May. So you're going to want to tune into that. Other than that, you know, just keep on rocking, baby.
Yeah.
I guess I got nothing else. It's good times.
Yeah, good times.
Awesome. I'll say who we just heard, though. We heard brand new stuff out of Maud Lang with Kokomoda. Yeah, Kokomoda.
Kokomoda?
I think that's how you say that. Mm-hmm. We also had new stuff from Suzy Quatro. She's got a new album out right now called, this song was called Freedom. We had a classic from, now you're a musician, Jay. When the band's name is spelled the DBs, like DB apostrophe S, would I call them, and they're from the 80s, they're around, would I call them the DBs or the Decibels?
I think you'd say DBs.
Okay, yep. I'm going to go with that. You said it, not me.
Yep.
So the DBs with Bad Reputation. We opened up that last set with new stuff from the Draculas with I'm Blue, the Gong Gong song. Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah. We're going to play ourselves out. We got new stuff from British Columbia's own Fionn with featuring Felix Cartel, their cover of The Way. And if we get to it afterwards, we got new stuff from Ringo Starr with It's Been Too Long. What? Yeah, he's still, piece of love. He's still giving her.
He's still going. His hair is jet black.
It's jet black, you're right. And then after that, new stuff from Maya Hawk, the world's greatest Nepo baby with Devil You Know. Catch you guys next week.
All right.
Hope you guys have a good one. Thanks again, Jay.
Thank you, Jay.
See you guys.
See you guys later.
All right, bye-bye.
Special message for you, the partners out there. I want you to finish your oatmeal at breakfast and do as your mom and pa tell you, because they know best. Don't ever tell a lie, and say your prayers at night before you go to bed. And so, as our friends south of the border could say, adios, amigos.
since we held on tight. It's been too long since we rambled through the night. Together, together. It's been too long.
It's been too long
since we sang a sad refrain.
It's been too long.
Miss that long black train.
It's been too long.
Since we trusted what we hear.
Hi, I'm James Abrams.
And I'm John Abrams.
And we're the Abrams Brothers. And you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Please support community radio.
Awesome Kingston is Kingston's micro-grant organization. We've given away over $125,000 in micro-grants over our 12 years. We meet 10 times a year to hear pitches from our community, and every time we give one person or group $1,000 cash, no strings attached, to help fund their dreams. If you have an idea that might make Kingston more awesome, consider a pitch to Awesome Kingston to win one of our $1,000 no strings attached micro grants. You can pitch at awesomekingston.org. Proposals are due the first Sunday of every month, and selected pitches are heard the third Thursday of every month. Once again, pitch your awesome ideas at awesomekingston.org.
Mom and Dad don't look so hot these days again.
Hey, this is Sam from Punk is Dead Radio. Tune in every Monday night at 10 p.m. for everything from pop punk to proto punk to hardcore. On CFRC 101.9 FM.
The Queen's University International Center, QUIC, provides non-academic support to international students, staff, and their families. QUIC also promotes and supports the study and work abroad activities of Queen's students, staff, and faculty. Services for international students include university health insurance plan, orientation and welcome activities,